For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get to Acknowledge Me. We do this every Monday. Seth, I understand that you and Brandon Scott acknowledged me in Acknowledge Me last weekend.
We did. We saw you on vacation, like taking it up a notch and just getting into a war with Twins fans over and over again. Well, what'd you attend? Two of those games?
Two of them,
Twins series? And you were dismayed that a bunch of bums. What'd you say? About 90% of Twins fans cheered when Altuve got beamed.
I didn't make an estimate, but you can fill in whatever number you want to. Too many. How's that? Too many cheered when Jose Altuve got hit on the hand. An injury, by the way, from which he is still suffering. He's not playing in the All-Star game. Now, Jose might have found another way to skirt the All-Star game, but
he does have a legitimate injury. These last three All-Star games that he's missed, he's had legitimate injuries. Yeah. And as he and his agent, Scott Boras, will tell you, it's because he cares about the game and wants to be sure he's healthy for the rest of the season. Now, nobody accuses the other guys who aren't going of being selfish and not caring about the rest of the season. I haven't talked to you about this, Sean. I don't know if you agree with me or not. I have zero interest in ever seeing Altuve in another All-Star game if all that's going to happen is he's going to get out there and a bunch of drunken Yahoo idiots are going to boo him for reasons they don't even understand. They can all go die. If they want to see Altuve, they can come over to my house and I'll show them a picture as I beat them over the head with blunt objects, okay?
You need
to see Altuve? I'll have some VHS tapes you can watch while I kick you in the back of the head.
I got some Tuve for you right here.
Yeah.
I got your Tuve. These Tuves.
I've got a 5'6" tree trunk that I'll bash you with,
that's
okay?
Right. That's right.
That's what I call my Altuve. What do they call it? A shillelagh? I got a 5'6" shillelagh.
That's right. That's a big shillelagh right there. So no Altuve in the All-Star game. Acknowledge me. We acknowledge great performance from over the weekend. We acknowledge This one's going to be a little sadder, I think, than some acknowledge me's that we've had, just because there was... We lost a lot of people this weekend, man. So we're going to acknowledge them here and acknowledge me. But first, let's get to the sports stuff.
Acknowledge me.
Hang on. That's the cut we play after I say their name. Chris jumped the gun. It's all right. I was pointing at you, Chris. That's my bad. Reed Shepard, a.k.a. Cracker McBuckets.
Acknowledge me.
Dude looks... I know it's two summer league games, Seth, but I'm going to get excited about two summer league games. Looks like the Rockets might have gotten this pick... Might have gotten this one right at number three.
He looks... You don't want to read too much into it, but you can always read into a bad performance. And this was the exact opposite of a bad performance. Yeah. This was, man, all right, he looks as advertised, and as a facilitator, as a playmaker, as a defender, he was doing everything you'd love to see out of a guy who's a very, very young dude. This was really cool. I mean, it's I'm not going to pretend that this is exactly how he would look versus NBA players or anything like that, versus the full NBA roster. But the vision and obviously his shot and everything else he was doing on ball, and man, that looked really, really good.
Yeah.
It was nice.
You know what it looks like? And again, two summer league games. He's got to play against real NBA players. I get all that. But I think I liked the pick. That's who I wanted them to take with the pick before the draft. So I'm predisposed to look at this stuff probably and get super excited about it because I want to be right. But I think it's another lesson that we talk about with the NFL draft a lot, which is sometimes you get too caught up in what your actual roster currently looks like when you start drafting high like that. When really the obvious answer is, man, just take a really good player and then figure the rest out later.
Take the best basketball
player. Yeah.
The whole thing is, like, he's got he's incredibly accurate from the 3-point line. And so obviously, okay, well, how do you use that as more than just a catch and shoot guy that comes in off the bench or something? It's can he exploit that and do stuff driving towards the rim, making entry passes, kicking it out after he drives. Like, he did that. Like, you saw, you could go down and check off the list of things that you want to see out of a guy that can be more than just an outside shooter. And he did all of that. Now it's just a matter of getting more reps, and he's going to get playing time because there's one thing you can count on with some of these Rockets. They're going to get injured.
Yes.
Through a combination of age and proneness to injury. He's going to get time in the regular season.
Yep. Love me some Reed Shepard. Lionel Messi.
Acknowledge me.
Argentina won the Copa America last night. And congratulations to Lionel Messi, who is obviously the leader of that Argentinian team, best player in the world. Did leave the game with a non-contact injury in the second half, but Argentina wins the Copa America for the 16th time. I use this, Seth, not so much to talk about the soccer aspect, but to ask you if you saw some of the shenanigans of the what looked to be largely Colombian fans storming the gates at the stadium in Miami to go thieve thousands of seats from people who paid literally thousands of dollars to sit in those seats. Fans sneaking in through air ducts into the building.
This was impressive.
This
man.
Was a wild scene last night. The start of the game was delayed by over an hour because of this last night.
I blame the air duct entry. Honestly, I blame Netflix. I think people are so inundated with various bank heist movies or... Brandy and I just watched some series called Heist on Netflix, these armored car robberies and everything. I think people are just getting more and more innovative in the ways that they can commit minor crimes because they're inspired by Netflix. I saw various people, not just in Houston but elsewhere, just talking about like, oh, is this so we have to worry about when the World Cup comes? I don't think so, just because it's not like this is the first international soccer event we've had in America.
Yeah.
This is still a one-off occurrence that happened at this game. And I guess you use it as, you put it in the memory bank of like security risks you have to worry about. But I'm not worried that we're going to have mayhem at NRG as long as they get the roof fixed before
they got to get the roof fixed.
Yeah.
I would say at a minimum, it's probably created at least another week's worth of meetings for World Cup people in the various cities. Get out the PowerPoint and the laser pointer and say, okay, the overhead map of the stadium. We probably need to fortify this area and that area. But I'm with you on that. Probably
when I think back to various national security incidents.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That have happened. Yeah. The perimeter. It's all about controlling the perimeter.
The perimeter, baby.
So, like, you remember the Super Bowl when we were here? Remember to get into the NRG for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It was like three levels of security.
Yeah.
Where you had to go through phase one, then phase two, then phase three, and you can't let the mass. You can't let the masses of people without tickets right up at the gates. They're going to figure out a way to storm the gates, damn it.
The only Super Bowl I've ever attended in person, because I couldn't go to the one here. I was doing my CBS show that night from the studio right across the hall where I could see the stadium where the Super Bowl was taking place. The only one I ever went to in person was the one we heard the highlight from earlier with Jacoby Jones, that Harbaugh Super Bowl in New Orleans. And I remember getting there, and I've been to the Superdome a number of times before that. So I'm like, you know, walking through the French Quarter and walking over to go cover the Super Bowl. And I'm like way, way, way before I thought I would need to start getting out my ID and everything. I had to get out my ID and everything. I'm like, but the stadium's like a half mile away. I'm like, I know, you get in right here, like a half mile from the stadium. It's crazy. The perimeter is, it's a large perimeter at these events, man.
I thought you said your IUD. I was like, well, you're going to have some fun at this event.
It's New Orleans.
I didn't know they still made those things.
It's New Orleans, yeah. All right, we got to acknowledge some of the icons from this weekend that are no longer with us.
Acknowledge me.
Say their name, Chris. Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth.
Acknowledge me.
Chris, you're not getting acknowledged, Chris.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The younger people listening might not realize that there was a time in America where the sex was not talked about openly over the airwaves, certainly not on Sports Radio 610.
No.
And yet Dr. Ruth was there to go on Donahue or Sally Jesse Raphael or anywhere else and tell you all you needed to know about how to pleasure your lady.
It's, dude, that's not an exaggeration. Did you ever listen to her? Dr. Ruth passed away this weekend. Undisclosed cause of death. At least
she
from
was
what
97.
I saw.
There's your cause of death.
Yeah, she was in her late 90s. She was a child of the Holocaust, lost both her parents in the Holocaust back in the day.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like she's got an amazing story, and she came over here and she became a one-person cottage industry. She really did. Did you ever listen to her syndicated radio show on Sunday nights?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you're listening to that as a teenager, like that was our sex ed back then. There was no internet. It was really hard to get a hold of the magazines that would educate you on stuff like this. And let's face it, the school system wasn't always the best at this either. Dr. Ruth at like 9 o'clock on Sunday nights, man. She was it.
This was back in a day when many, I would say 87% of all men in America were in denial that some female body parts even existed. They're like, what? I'm going to pay attention to that part? Nah.
Yeah.
That's a myth. That's a myth. And Dr. Ruth told us. She informed us.
She did.
She gave us the truth.
And we trusted her.
Well, big media tried to lie.
That's right. And we trusted her. Big genital. We were getting fooled by big genital. All right. So Dr. Ruth passes away at the age of 96. Richard Simmons,
acknowledge me,
80s icon, passes away this weekend at the age of 76. Richard Simmons, man, his aerobic exercise syndicated TV show and Deal-A-Meal.
He's big with Deal-A-Meal. The cool thing about Richard Simmons was that he did not look one bit like a guy who would be a fitness icon, you know, which made it more realistic.
Yes.
You're like, oh, this is just a freakishly energetic and enthusiastic dude who used to be very overweight, but who he genuinely loved all the people that he was talking to and that were in his classes and everything. So it was a very unique American individual. I don't know how many other fitness icons there have been quite like him.
No.
You know, if you had to take odds on, oh yeah, this guy's going to be a fitness, I don't even want to call him an expert. He was more just like of a motivator and a coach.
Yeah.
He would have had very long odds.
Go find the YouTubes, man. If you're a young kid, and go find the YouTubes of Richard Simmons. And it was, man, he was a like Dr. Ruth, for different reasons, he was a one-man industry, man. Like he was.
Well, another thing that the kids wouldn't understand was there were times where you only had three, maybe four options of what to watch on television if you had UHF in your city.
Yes.
And at any given time, you might be forced, if you wanted to watch, unless you wanted to go play outside, you were watching Richard Simmons.
Yep. Yep, Richard Simmons.
Never, never, ever, ever making fun of anything involved with him, though.
No!
Ever, ever. No. We never did that.
Why would they do that? No.
We were nice.
No.
Totally nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go watch and you'll see. Yeah, it was fine. Now, there was a time where there were only four channels, and then along one day in the early 90s came Fox, and one of the catalysts that put Fox on the map, not just the NFL, but Beverly Hills 90210, followed up by Melrose Place. Every Monday, I think it was back in the day, but one of the stars of 90210 early on, Shannon Doherty.
Acknowledge me.
Passes away at the age of 53. 90210 was a cultural phenomenon back in the day. I don't think that's overstating.
Yeah, I think around when I was around like 7th or 8th grade or so, that was when everything all went crazy there.
Yes.
And, you know, boys started wearing sideburns again and everything.
Yeah.
And Shannon Doherty was a big part of that.
She was a big part of that. She played Brenda Walsh, the twin sister of Brandon Walsh, played by Jason Priestley.
A couple of nice kids from the Midwest that found themselves plopped down into a super exclusive part of Beverly Hills, weirdly.
Yeah.
But
the big story with her back in the day was she was a handful behind the scenes.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. There's a reason why she only lasted a few seasons on that show. And then they eventually.
She did?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know.
They wrote
she
her.
Wasn't on the whole the entirety of the series.
No, okay. No, only a few seasons, and they wrote her character off, and she had some issues behind the scenes, and then they kind of replaced her with Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Not replaced her actual character, but sort of replaced that role of the dark-haired bad girl with her.
Okay.
Yeah. But Shannon Doherty.
What was
passed.
Her name? Kimberly what?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, okay.
She was also on Saved by the Bell. You may know her as Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell, but Shannon Doherty is who we're talking about here. Passes away from cancer at the age of 53. She'd been in a fight with cancer for a few years. Went into remission, came back, and she passes away at the age of 53 over the weekend.
Exams early and often, everybody.
Yes.
Prevention.
That is
prevention is big.
That is the lesson. All right, last one here. Ken Hoffman.
Acknowledge me.
Sad one for me. I know a sad one for people of Houston. Ken Hoffman, longtime writer at the Houston Post, Houston Chronicle, of late, Culture Map. Passed away over the weekend yesterday. detail, a lot of the details still not out yet, but a lot of people, including myself, acknowledging Ken on social media. I don't know how many people know this. Ken was one of my very best friends. We traveled the country doing a lot of stuff together. He, like me, was a wrestling nerd, so we went to four WrestleManias together. Did a few MS-150s. I know people aren't going to believe that, but back in the early 2000s, I rode the MS-150 with him a few times.
And you never would have done that without Ken's encouragement.
I would definitely not have done that without
ever.
Ken's encouragement. Now, he did make fun of me right up until the day he died that by the third MS-150, I faked a flat tire halfway through that one.
How'd you fake a flat tire?
He never let me forget that.
Did you fake it or did you just cause, like, did you puncture it
No,
yourself?
I didn't puncture it myself. I just said, I think something's wrong with this tire. So I jumped on one of the... one of the shuttles that they had
the
there, put my
vehicles,
bike on the back.
Yeah.
I was like, screw this, man. I just can't go the rest of the- I'm just out of shape. Yeah.
And I only knew him a little bit, Sean, and I know how highly you thought of him, but he seemed like the consummate man of the people.
He would
do food review, but it was fast food.
Yes.
I thought Jake Myers hitting a home run off of the foul pole and getting everybody a free Chick-fil-A yesterday. I actually thought, like, you know what? I would actually say that's a Ken Hoffman
dude,
deal right there,
dude, that's
man.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Because he preferred to take his meetings at Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't going to take you to some fancy wine and cheese place for a business meeting. He was going to meet you at Chick-fil-A.
He took you. If I had a dime for every lunch I had with Ken at Chick-fil-A, because he had a bottomless Chick-fil-A gift card. He had gift cards to everything, and you didn't eat a meal with him somewhere that he didn't eat for free at. And yes, he reviewed fast food. He even wrote a book, Would You Like Fries With That?, where he had all of his fast food reviews in there and things like that that he dropped probably 20 years ago. But Chick-fil-A and then the Shipley's in West U after this show, probably once every few weeks, once a month, Ken and I would get together there, eat some tasty treats, assess mankind, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He'll be missed,
man.
No,
even that Shipley's is, that's a man of the people Shipley's
big time
to go to.
Yeah.
It's situated in like the one spot between Bel Air and West U where you're kind of like, where the hell am I? What the hell is this? This doesn't feel like either of those places.
It's a bizarro oasis.
It's like a wasteland in the middle of a couple of the more tonier places in Houston.
Yeah, man. Ken was one of a kind. I'm going to miss him. A lot of people are going to miss him. And, just a sad day. I found out driving home from vacation yesterday.
Is it fair to say one of the guys from the Chronicle said that he was almost like a Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm type character?
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, 100%.
She's just going to tell you how he sees it and kind of see a different facet to things than the average person might see it.
And he would find himself in all these situations that you could have easily wrote a Curb episode about. Or
assigned. Oh, really?
Yeah, dude, I have more stories of things I've done with Ken Hoffman, like fun, entertaining, hilarious, sometimes pathetic things that I've done with Ken Hoffman. I have more stories with him than I do like my next 10 friends' stories combined.
Really?
Yeah, it's not an exaggeration, man. Like, I was in the car yesterday on a long trip finding this out, and I was just sitting there, and I was just so many stories kept coming back, so... I'm going to miss him. A lot of people are going to miss him, but I'm going to acknowledge him one more time. And by the way,
acknowledge me!
Biggest wrestling fan I know. He would love being acknowledged in a segment where Roman Reigns was acknowledging him. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.